Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing today? I hope you guys are doing better than I am. Because I am so anxious today, I have my EMT test take two. You know, the first one didn't go my way. I'm taking it again today. Hopefully it goes our way. I am so anxious. I've been sweating all day. My guest today, he's going to think that I'm a psychopath because I am just uncontrollably sweating and anxious, and it's very, very obvious to tell, you know? So we'll see how it goes. Our podcast today is brought to you, like the rest of them, by our Patreon page. Patreon.com/andthos. That's patreon.com/andthos. A-N-D-T-H-O-Z. If you can't spell andthos, well, we got bigger issues, okay? We got bigger things going on. A-N-D-T-H-O-Z. Don't have time for this. My guest today is one of my buddies. His name's Tyler. Kid Halley. I hope that's how you say it. His new album came out today. And you know the podcast. We support the smaller artists. I also have a huge announcement coming. As long as it goes through, it's a big announcement that everybody, especially in Cleveland, especially the Cleveland Fight fans, are going to appreciate. As long as this goes through, I'm sure you can guess, but we'll figure it out. Yeah, Tyler's on his way over here, and then I think we actually might do the podcast outside because it's a beautiful day, our first beautiful day of the year. I'm wearing gray, though. Bad call, obviously, because I'm sweating, but let's get into it. What is happening, everybody? I'm gonna wait for Tyler to get here, and then we'll probably just jump right into the podcast. Stay tuned. All right, and we are going. We are actually inside. I said we were gonna be outside, but it's too loud out there. It's too windy, for one. And two, there are some dudes doing some yard work, so just too loud. Anyway, your new album came out today.
It did, and I'm so excited about it.
Talk about it a little bit.
So it's called Amore, and it's French for love, and that's like, you know, the driving force of my music, really, for this album, for sure. Like, whether it's like a self-love, a love for my friends, or just like a fantasy love, or whatever, and it's all kind of like, it's mainly like a poppy, you know, like a pop rap kind of thing.
Right, I listened to it.
Did you?
Yeah, man. I gave it a once through this morning. Oh, I did.
Thank you so much. You don't know how much that means. What, so I appreciate that so much.
I know you talked about Kid Cudi being like one of your main influencers, right?
Yeah, like, I think Cudi's just like, It's almost like he can't do no wrong to me, you know? He's like one of those guys to me, just like, and when you go back and you look at the way that he came up and the things that he went through, and and you listen to his discography, like, he's just iconic.
Is that, has he always been somebody that you looked up to, or like, who else?
Cudi for sure. Ollie Sykes from the band Bring Me the Horizon.
What? Really? What? Yeah. That's that one kind of just caught me off guard.
I actually like have his signature right there on my arm, like tattooed.
That's what that is?
Yeah.
So he signed it and then you got the signature? Or
No, he didn't actually sign it on me.
Oh, you didn't.
No.
That would have been dope. That would have been dope. Got the tattoo over it.
That would have been way too dope. But fucking, yes, and like, his, what, like, inspires me so much from Ollie Sykes is when I, like, digest his lyrics and stuff and the way that he writes, it's just, like, a different type of writing to me that touches me in a certain way that makes me want to be better at writing. And
really?
He's, like, one of the only artists that I've ever, like, you know, listened to that really pushed me to be like, all right, I want to make, like, my songs, like, be well-written.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ollie Sykes, Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Just Frank's whole vibe. And, like, I really am into his, like, mysterious, like...
Very.
I'm, like, a low-key...
Right.
But, like, when I pop up, like, you know it's me and everybody loves nuts, it's yeah. me. Yeah, like, I love that so much.
I do like that about it. He gets frustrating because he is so low-key. And, yeah. like, you want... Like, you want to know more about these people. Mm-hmm. And he's just not... He's right. not about it at right. all.
Like, who... Like, you can't name too many artists... Especially in this day and age, that can go MIA for 4 years.
Right.
And then come back and people are like, right. yo.
What the hell?
Yo, it just dropped.
Exactly.
Like, no.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like, the only other guy that really could do that is, like, somebody like a Kanye.
Yeah.
Which, I'm getting fed up with his shit. Tony, you good? I'm getting fed up with him, too. Just because when he's always... I'm dropping the album this day. Yeah. And then it gets pushed back. And I'm like, fucking Kanye, man. Give me the music. Yeah, I want it.
For sure. And I feel like that Yandy that he's working on.
I feel like it's going to be amazing.
That's going to be so dope.
I feel like he's in such a good, like, headspace right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all about, like, love and shit. And that I just think the vibe for that album is going to be... Like, mm-hmm. Yeezus was good in, like, the way where if I was at the gym and I put it on, it would make me angry. But, like... Then it was, like, Life of Pablo, where I was just, like, kind of vibing with it. And then I feel like how you said, Yandy, I feel like that's going to be just an amazing vibe.
Yeah.
So, like, what inspired you to even start music?
Honestly, like, a long, long, long time ago, if I had to, like, pinpoint an exact time... It'd be around, like, 2005 when Wayne dropped the Carter 2 and seeing, like, on I'd be on MTV and shit when they really played music videos.
It wasn't just teen girls pregnant. Yeah.
And I'd get on there and, like, Fireman would be on there. I could rap that song backwards any day.
Dude, that was one of, like, the first songs that got me into... rap, like, heavy.
That song's crazy, bro.
That song, when I first saw, like, that video even, I was just, like, I think in, like, 6th or 7th grade, like, what is this? Like, mm-hmm. I like it, though.
Yeah, I was like, yo, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This guy's there
was,
dope.
Yeah, yeah. There was that song and then, like, the Country Grammar album from Nelly.
Oh, is what, yo.
Dude, those two got
Hell
me.
Yeah.
I saw this, one of the guys I had on my podcast, he posted something on Twitter, and it was like, what does this remind you of? And it was just like a CD player.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said was fucking that Country Grammar album. I'll be walking to school, like, 5th grade, just like... Just rapping that.
Country like, Grammar.
Yeah, I was like just this little fat white kid just rapping Country Grammar all the time.
That's funny as hell.
So, like, did you play, like, instruments or anything growing up?
When I was 16, that's when I got my first bass guitar. A friend of mine, he was, like, really killer at the drums. And I was, like, just so into it. I was already, you know, really into music and everything. And I was like, yo, I want to, like, do more. So I, for my birthday, like, my 16th birthday, I got a bass guitar. And I've just been strumming away ever since.
Did you guys start a band when you were...
We were into the same bands. Like,
okay.
And we were into, like, more alternative, like, punk bands. So we were listening to, like, Blink-182 and, like, with like Fall Out Boy and
so would you guys like play their music?
Yeah.
You would? That's
but
dope.
Like, the thing is, at the time, I was like, he was really good, but I was so bad, and like me playing their songs is like kind of me playing random notes, and I was like, it sounds right,
but it really didn't. It was so far. Everybody else was like, I don't think that's right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they were just like, yeah, keep it up. Like, you know, don't break my heart at such a young age.
Right. Did like all your friends and everything support your music like fully? Does that mean a ton to you?
Yeah, and that's like, yo, the amount of times that I've like wanted to give up, or
right.
the amount of times that, and they kept it alive back when I was like really bad, you know,
mm-hmm.
like putting out the worst of the worst, showing them songs that are just like, why is that even a song?
Right.
And them just, you know, still giving me positive words and stuff, because they definitely could have torn me down if they wanted to. But, like, I have some really solid friends. My friends mean everything
right.
to me.
I understand that 100%, because that's the same with this.
Yeah.
When I first started it, it was just literally just on this one app that I would just talk into. And I was like, dude, this sounds dumb.
Right.
It's like, I don't even know what I'm doing. My mm-hmm. buddies and, like, Jenna and everything, they were just like, dude, just stop being a little bitch. Keep doing it.
Right.
You're going to get better.
Yeah.
Then, like, even listening to, like, the first guests I had on, where I was so nervous mm-hmm. and, like, just, like, talking real fast about nothing.
Yeah.
And then now, like, I just have as many people that want to come on, then it's just ridiculous. I actually, yesterday I was running, and this little kid, like, DM'd me on Instagram, and he's like, hey, man, can I come on your podcast? And I was like, he looked like he was maybe 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't think so. Maybe like in the future. And he's like, how about tomorrow? Is that far enough? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm pretty busy. And then he hit me with, yeah, well, Logan Paul's impulsive and like Joe Rogan are way better than you. And I was like, hey, man, like, no shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're like,
damn.
Like, Joe Rogan's like the godfather of podcasting. And then Logan Paul, that guy's been doing his thing for whatever.
Yeah.
He's actually, like, Logan Paul, I think that dude gets a bad rap.
He does.
For real.
He really does.
Like, he did that suicide thing where...
Yeah, that was...
For sure, like, don't do that, yeah, you know?
It wasn't a great look.
No, for sure. He made everybody hate him with that.
Yeah.
But, like, I started listening to his podcast, and the guys he gets on, he's not a bad... He actually had that Kent State gun chick on.
Oh, really?
Dude, and that was such a funny podcast to listen to, because that girl sounds, I don't know like what side of that you're on, it doesn't even really matter, just like the way she comes about it is like she's doing so much more harm than good, even when she has like a good point about like guns.
Yeah,
the way she just comes about it is so dumb.
Yeah,
but like listening to like other podcasts and shit, I don't know, it really helps with doing your own podcast.
Uh-huh.
Especially, like, I don't know, like, you probably get that with music, right?
Oh, for sure, like...
Like, you take little pieces, or...
Yeah, especially, like, it's hard trying to take it away from already established artists. I feel like that's pretty tough, but, mm-hmm. like, when it comes to, like, I have a one of my closest people... His name's Lalo, Super Lalo, and he's more established than I am, but obviously he's not, like, some, you know, huge star mm-hmm. right now, and, like, I pick up a lot of things from him, and he really helps me with, like, understanding, like, all right, I see how he did this, let
right.
me flip that into my own way, and I create my next move, and
right.
it's like, you know, it works, and but, like, it's still me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, like... reached out to bigger artists that have given you advice or anything? I don't know if, like, music's like that or not.
I've reached out to, like, artists, mm-hmm. But, like, there's only one artist that, like, consistently responds to me, and it's, like, it blows my mind. There's this dude named Max Green, and he's a bassist. Well, he was a bassist for Escape the Fate, and then he was the bassist for a few other bands, and then he created his own new band that I'm, like, super hype about. So, like, he's been in some, like, really big, like, bands that are, like, a little more hardcore and whatnot and
right.
metal. But, like, he's been in some really big bands. And, like, one day, like, I messaged him on, like, Instagram, and I was like, you're so fucking dope. Like, we're going to work together one day. Like, just wait on me. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, then let's get it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, I messaged him again. And that's I was sick. Like, where's your album? And he's like, don't worry, baby. It's coming. Uh-huh. And I was like, yo, why you responded to me? Like, you have a lot of people that fuck with you. And you be, like, interacting with me.
I had that with with a rapper. And, like, I said his name on here a bunch of times, but I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Because I don't want to just constantly bash this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, so I found him in, like, 2010. Everybody listening right now is like, shut the fuck up about this story. But I found him in, like, 2010 on live mixtapes. Uh-huh. And reached out to him on Twitter. We ended up, like, being friends on Facebook. We'd talk almost every single day. Like, mm-hmm. just constant, like, hey, how you doing today or whatever.
Yeah.
And always talked about, like, him doing shows in Cleveland and, like, can't wait to meet you and shit. Can't wait for new music. Sent me, like, his new music on my birthday. Like, yo, it's not out yet, but, like, here, like, I'm letting you hear this.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool. Like, he's a good fucking dude. Mm-hmm. Well, he signed with somebody, I think, at Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
And he's blowing up right now.
Oh, so
he's blowing up.
Okay.
Big. And I reached out to him when I was starting this, like, hey, you want to, like, I'm starting a podcast. Me and you have been talking for a while. You want to come on it sometime? He's like, yeah, I don't really do interviews. I'm like, nah, that's cool. Flash to a year later, mm-hmm. he's, like, all over on interviews. And I'm like, all right, well, that's weird. Like, maybe I'll reach out to him again.
This fucking guy.
I'm like, hey, you want to come on the podcast again? Or, like, come on the podcast and talk a little bit? He's like, no. He's like, again, I don't really do interviews. I'm like, all right, well, podcasts aren't interviews. Right. They're just conversations.
Yeah, they're conversations.
And two,
for sure.
I see you doing interviews all over.
Yeah.
I was like, so really, it's just like that. It's either my podcast isn't big enough, or my audience isn't important enough for you to talk to them.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, well, that one I've dropped that. Then he dropped like a clothing line, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, dude, the clothing's sick. And he's like, yeah, you getting any? I'm like, no.
No, hell no.
It's like, it was like $150 for a fucking hoodie. I'm like, no, absolutely not. And he's like, oh, so you really only support me when it's free for you. And I'm like, bitch.
Bro,
I'm
what?
Like, what? Yeah, exactly. What? Like, I've been with you since you started this. What do you mean?
And you couldn't even get the podcast.
I'm like,
feature.
I didn't ask for anything for free. I just said it was cool. I didn't want to buy it. And then he came to Cleveland. Bought tickets, obviously, because I wanted to still support him. I was like, yo, like, hopefully I get to meet you after. He's like, yeah. The meet and greets are up on the website. I went to go look. There was $50 for a meet and greet, too. I'm like, no, absolutely not, because, like, that's the one thing I won't ever do is pay to meet somebody. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like, I'm a fucking person, you're a person. You might be more popular, but we're equal people. I'm not going to pay to meet you.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, like, I'm not paying to meet you. That's just how it goes. And,
I feel
that. He kind of just, like, cut me off after that. And I just, like, I will never say his music's bad because it's not. But, like, as a person, and he always talks about how he'll never change, he fucking changed big time. But, like, it's just shit like that is so frustrating because, like, I get it if he's busy or whatever, but, like, with comedians and, like, podcasting's a weird community because podcasting's, like, everybody wants to help everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And from talking to other artists, I'm starting to see that music kind of isn't that way. Like, people want to do what they can to get above you.
Yeah.
Is that how, like, have you ran into that at all?
That's how I perceive it. Like, there's, like, people that I've been cool with in real life that, like, also, like, are recently maybe starting to do music or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or, like, you know, they just got to, like, start doing their thing after me. But, like, it just becomes, like, a competition, like, off bat for whatever reason. And it's not, like,
so dumb.
It's never, like, yo, like, yeah, yada, I fuck with you. Like, I'm going to show your shit love and you show my shit love so that we could both get love. No, it's kind of, it just instantly becomes like, all right, I got to, you know, make sure my shit's doper.
Right.
Than your shit.
I got to make sure I'm on top. But it's like with podcasting, it's the complete opposite of that. Like, everybody on here, like, everybody that listens knows that I'm all about, like, the cross, like, promotion.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I went on my buddy's podcast, like, a couple weeks ago, gonna have him on next week, And it's just like, with podcasting, there's literally no downfall of having each other on your podcast.
Yeah, it's super effective.
Only thing is growth.
Right.
Like, people are going to hear me on yours, check mine out. People are going to hear you on mine, check yours out.
Right, exactly. And it's like,
I don't understand why music isn't like that, or radio's like that a lot too, TV. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
I feel like there should never be a time in, like, anywhere in life where we're not trying to help each other, like, grow and succeed,
right,
and, like, you know, be in better positions,
right,
and, like, achieve things that we want. We get all, everyone can eat, but, like,
100%. There's, like, yeah, there's people out there that are, like, you have so much money and shit, like, even off topic of helping each other, but there's people that have so much money that they have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It's, like, with that Notre Dame Cathedral,
mm-hmm,
like, I saw that three dudes are, like, raising 800 million euros or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where was that money, like, when there's kids on the street that aren't eating? Like, I get it that needs to get rebuilt.
Right.
But it's like,
I know 100%.
There's other shit, too, that, like, yeah, needs fixed. That's, so, like, how I am with, like, I don't know, like, I don't get too political on here, but, like, with, like, how people want to keep Mexico out, that doesn't make sense to me either. I think, like, keep bad people out.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep bad people out, not, like, just one group of people because they have some bad people with them. It doesn't make sense to me.
Trust me, I'm on that 100%.
It doesn't make any sense.
You know, I don't like to be Mr. Political, but the wall, it's not my favorite thing that I've heard of.
I agree 100%. So, like, what, do you get writer's block when you're writing?
Because,
like, oh, you do?
Ooh.
All right, yeah, go on.
Yo, I get some gnarly writer's block. Like, I get writer's block that, like, and it's weird, I'm, like, super creative.
Uh-huh.
I'm, like the beat that I have in front of me, it, you know, it's speaking to me. I've went through this, that, and the other, and I'm, like, yo, I just gotta, like, I want to express this. And then I'm, like, okay, nothing. And then I just get mad.
Right.
And I'm just,
yeah,
like,
I get real angry.
Yeah. It makes me so mad. And I'm trying to, like, force something out. And I'm like, whoa.
I understand that 100%. Like, I kind of put, like, doing the open mics off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was trying to write jokes, like, I would have a million. I think I have ADD, by the way. So, like, I would have a million ideas going through my head.
Yeah.
Start to write it and be like, all right, well, that's a good idea, but, like, how do I make a joke out of that?
Mm-hmm.
Or the worst, I don't know if you get this, because I'm sure you're writing constantly, but I'll wake up at, like, 3:30 in the morning, like, oh, that's the joke I need to write. I'm going to remember it in the morning. I wake up, like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Really?
Like, yeah, I get it probably 2 or 3 times a week where I wake up with, like, a full joke, and then the only time I ever did it was, like, I actually got my phone out and did, like, one of those notes, which is what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always just like, oh, I'll remember in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a joke about, like, it was, like, how guys will look at girls' butts even though they, like, girls that they don't even want to look at. I was talking about, like, how, like, I'll have, like, an older woman walk by and I'm like, what the fuck did I just look at that for? I didn't want to look at that. That was the only one that I wrote down for real. And but, like, the rest of them, I don't know where they went. I don't know, man.
See, if, when you get those, you might as well write them down.
I know.
Shit, I like that one. I related to that.
That's why.
I felt that one.
It's always stuff that is relatable. Like, I'll think of stuff that, like, I don't know. Like, I thought of the one time how I said, I like going on hikes by myself, but I also get, like, real scared whenever I hear anything. Like, if I hear, like, a squirrel or something, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
But I had the full joke, didn't write it down, woke up with the idea, like, oh, yeah, but I had that full thing in my head when I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just shit like that that doesn't make sense to me.
I've never, like, if I, well, first off, I'm probably still awake at 3 a.m., but whenever I do actually fall asleep, like, when I wake up, there's nothing in me that wants to write a single thing down or have a single melody. If I did, I'd say, fuck that shit. I'd just go right back to bed.
Right.
Like,
be over it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song on the new album?
My favorite song.
And why?
Okay. So, my friend actually asked me this last night, and I love every song on there.
Uh-huh.
And, like, right now, there's two songs, but I'll tell you the number one song, but I want to tell you the other song real quick, because I have a song on there called Da Da Dum.
Okay.
And, like, one of my really close friends, Alan Tyson, he produced the beat and shit, and it had me super hype, and it was hard for me to write to it.
Is that the one that, like, starts off, like, kind of with, like, the voice was changed?
Yeah.
That was that one?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
And, like, it's, like, super eerie, kind of, right. And, like, that was, like, one of the last songs that I finished, because, like, I wanted to, you know, do it justice, like, for him, and how I did it, I really enjoyed it. But I have a song called My Intergalactic.
That was my favorite one.
That's probably my favorite song. The beat. Yeah, the beat is so groovy. And yeah. Like, you just want to just move.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm so into cosmology, which is, like...
You are?
Yeah.
For
like,
real?
Bro, like... It's bad. Like, I'll watch so many documentaries about this, that, the other. I could tell you random shit about random planets, and you're like, why do you know that? Like, I know more about other planets than our planet.
That's dope, because, like, I had no idea, because there's a lot of nights in the summer, or even in the winter, when it's clear, and I'll just go sit out there by myself.
And just look up at it, and you're like, oh my god, it goes on forever.
The worst is, like, one time... It was, like, summer, maybe 2014. Me and one of my buddies, we were smoking in his backyard. And it was the sky was so clear. And we sat in his backyard from about midnight to 3 o'clock, just looking up and having the deepest conversation about, like, what do you think's out there? Like, it was, like, if you get on one of those conversations...
You're trapped.
Yeah, there's no... It's down the rabbit hole.
It is. But, what? Like, I love that shit, though.
So what... what documentaries do you watch? Like, what's your favorite documentary? Is it, like, more... Are you more into, like, learning about other planets? Or, like, is there other life?
Both. Just no, both. Like, so... And it's even more than the planets. Like, I've watched... on YouTube, mm-hmm. for anybody that's interested in this kind of stuff. There are these videos called Traveler's Guides to, like, each planet. And it'll give you, like, basically a virtual reality, like, detour.
Okay.
Or detour, whatever.
That's kind
of dope. Whatever. Of the planet and shit. And you'll learn all this shit about it. And I've, like, done research on, like, black holes and, like, white dwarfs and, like... I'll be like, when is our sun going to blow up? Or like, how fast are we being pulled towards our sun?
Right.
And, you know, what happens? I've looked up, like, what happens if we're no longer on our axis? And, like, what happens if, like, the moon just disappeared? And, like, shit gets fucked up when that shit changes, yo. Like, that shit's crazy.
When I think about it, I said this a million times. Rogan has said this a million times. Like... The idea that we're on a rock flying through space at millions of miles per hour, and the only thing that's protecting us from anything is, like, a thin layer of gas, and without, like, being in the perfect spot that this wouldn't even exist, it's like, what the fuck? Like, what is the point of all this shit? Yeah. Like, I don't even know. And, like, this is a whole nother conversation, but, like, the idea, like, of weed... The idea that, like, you want to tell another adult, like, what they can and can't put in their body when that's really what's going on. Yeah. We're on this rock flying through space. We're flying through infinity forever. Or until we just, the sun goes or whatever. But it's insane. And then I was like, I look up shit like, oh, well, like, how long would we have if we found out that an asteroid was about to hit us, and it's shockingly a short amount of time.
Yeah,
it's like a month tops that we would know, like, if the world was gonna end just from some type of asteroid impact.
I one time watched this video. It was like, what would happen if, like, like some fucking asteroid or whatever hit us at like XXX, like light years fast, and like the virtual thing that they created, it would fuck us up, bro. Done. Like on in, like on impact, so many people would die.
Right.
It's just like right there, like it just like, so like fuck. So yeah, that shit is like everything to me. I'm so interested and so invested. So I like wrote a song about it.
Right.
And over a really groovy beat, and I can't get enough of that song.
Are the lyrics of that song like, do they go with cosmetology or just like,
yeah, like,
oh, they do?
Yeah. The whole entire thing, the whole song, My Intergalactic, is like about me taking a dream girl on a date, and I don't want to go on some regular date.
Right.
We're taking a trip to space. And like, I literally say, how's it go? Going on a date. Said we're going somewhere special. She said, I just can't wait for this. You need your bags, going off to a new place. Said you got work in the morning, but that's so boring. So baby, hop up in my shuttle. We're taking trips around Saturn's moons. And end up in a black hole would be our doom. Somewhere on Mars, I booked a small room. She want to visit Pluto because she say it's a planet. Said Venus is boring. I don't understand it. We got close to the sun so she could work on a tan. But that detour wasn't part of the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I was just really listening to like the vibe of it, like mainly just like that beat is so, like how you said it, just so funky.
It's the, yo, like
I like it.
As soon as I heard it, I was actually at my friend Alan's house, and as soon as I heard it, like my shoulders are just like, oh.
Where do you get your beats from?
I check them all out online, and I just buy them straight off.
Like, oh, you just buy them?
Yeah, I'll just straight up buy them off online.
Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about before we get into the questions and then, All Day or No Way?
I just want to put some last words about my album.
Yeah.
Really. So with this album, it's 9 songs and...
Also, real quick, how do you pick the order of the songs on the album?
Yo, it's gotta just be right to me. Like, it can't just be random. It can't be like... Because, like, I've encountered some people that are, like, when it gets done, that's the order. Like, when the song gets done, it's that song. And then next song is...
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all. Like, I want it to make sense. And then I look at, like, the, you know, the content of what that song is. And I want to make sure that from going to that song, mm-hmm. you know, never want any bad transitions and stuff.
Right.
So, like, I've just thoroughly...
There definitely are albums that, like, have... bad transitions.
Yeah, and
like,
it'll ruin it.
Throws the vibe off.
Yeah, it does.
Big time.
So, like, I made sure that when I'm going from, you know, the hardest song to the most lovey song or whatever, it'll make sense still, you know? At least to me it does, and hopefully other people perceive it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, these are, like, 9 songs that, like, I think a lot of people can enjoy, and if you do check it out, I appreciate you so much. I don't want your, like, money. I'm not asking for your money. I'm not asking for anything. I'm asking for your time. Just, like, you know, check it out.
Yeah.
And I think everyone can enjoy it.
I agree with that. Now, this is my favorite part of the podcast. I hope it's everybody else's favorite part of the podcast. I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And then we're going to play All Day or No Way where there's 4 topics and we'll just... say if we agree with them, if we don't agree with them, and why.
Say less.
I'll save that one for the last one. In a no-rules cage match, what 2 people would you send in?
What 2 people would I send in?
Yeah, to a no-rules. So anything goes.
A no-rules cage match. And is anybody on the earth?
Yeah, anybody you want.
Shit. What the fuck? I would send motherfucking Rey Mysterio.
Wow.
Put my nigga Rey in there. And yo, this is gonna sound so fucking stupid, but my friend fucking Lalo, send him in there because he don't give a fuck.
Wow. Like, so is your buddy getting beat up?
No.
Oh. What?
Because, like, he's the kind of guy that, like, he's not losing that fight. Like,
he's doing something illegal.
He's the guy, like, you know, Even when he's getting stomped on, he's like, I'm going to win. Like, you're not. Like, if he's mad enough, he's going to win.
I'm going to go with, like, Dwayne Johnson. Or, no, I want somebody that could, like, really fight. I would go with maybe, like, pick any UFC heavyweight. And then I'll go with Stipe because he's Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I'll go with Stipe and maybe like Soulja Boy or something.
Just Soulja Boy.
Just because I think that would be hilarious. That would be funny. Or like a really tiny like figure skater. Because I think that would be hilarious to see.
Yeah. Tiny figure skater.
Yeah, I think that would be. I think that would be pretty funny to watch.
That is funny.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex every single night, or would you rather join in one time?
Every night or join in one time. I would just watch them every night.
Wow. I think I would join in one time. Whew. Well, this is if it's like my biological parents, because I don't know my dad.
Yeah.
So it'd just be like if I had to join in, maybe just like rub him out one, you know?
Oh wow.
Maybe, I don't know. But like, I don't want to touch my mom.
You have to.
I don't want to.
That's not a threesome. Then that's just like
no. Maybe like he could go to town on my mom, and I'll just finish him off real quick. Or do something. I don't want.
Okay, but
it's a rough.
You can't make it that easy. Like, okay, he has to come in your mouth.
What? Oh boy. Or watch him every night.
Yeah.
Do I have to swallow?
No, I don't make you do that. All
right, I don't really know him anyway, so
yo,
just like,
that's wild.
It's a stranger.
No, that's crazy.
Dude, if you have to watch him every night, though, then you have to plan your whole day around it. Like, oh, I gotta be home at 9 o'clock to watch my parents have sex.
I mean, is that an option?
It's a hard question.
That is a hard question, but
it's not as hard as your last one.
Is it? It's damn. Is it every day for like the rest of my life?
It's for a while. A long time.
What, we're talking like 5-10 years?
No, like probably like 20-30 years.
20-30 years of every day scheduling to see them have sex.
Or just one shot right to the
Bro, no. A grown man would never come on me, in me, anywhere around me, so I'm gonna just watch.
Wait, yeah, can I take it like on the face or something?
What, you want it on the face?
I would rather have that than in the mouth.
I can't.
I'm joining in one time. Get it over with.
You know what? And it's your life. So,
if you could have sex with one person, mm-hmm. but they die immediately after, mm-hmm. who would you pick?
One person, but they die immediately after. Think about this. Think there's Instagram models out there.
That's what I was thinking. That's where I was going too.
I know whenever, like...
I'm actually not going to go with the Instagram out. I'm going to go with Kim K. Because I don't really think she brings too much to the world.
Damn.
So... But I would love... Oh, to, I mean, if, that's like legendary. Ray J. Kanye. Hey,
Kanye. He created My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I know.
Just so you know.
I know. Plus, if she died, he would be so heartbroken that he would... put out the best album ever.
It would be really fucking good.
So it's a win-win for me.
That is... Damn. I don't want to say someone corny. I know as soon as I leave, I'm going to be in the car and think of, like, someone else, or I'm going to get on Instagram later and think, and I'll be like, damn. But, like, I still want to say someone dope, so... She's going to die.
That's the rough part. Yeah,
that's dark. That's definitely dark because I don't want to kill no one off. But you know what? I'll take Gigi Hadid.
Wow.
And like me and The Weeknd will just like be with our
bitches.
We're
gonna hang out after.
She'll die. But like I'll still have time because look, that's a double
she'll
win.
She'll die, but
I'm gonna be around The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And then be with Gigi, she'll die, and then back to me.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
I could actually get down with that one. Would you rather have sex with two midgets or 2 7-foot tall girls?
I like my girls taller. So not taller than me.
7 foot tall?
No, I don't like...
That's a big girl.
I don't like my girls taller than me, but I do like a taller girl versus a short... Like, I just...
I'm going with the
midgets. I don't want them... Why?
Because, man, I want to experience... No, bro. Plus, it's an awesome story.
How?
I'll be able to say it on the podcast and shit. Yo, they asked Dennis Rodman this, and he said that he almost had sex with a midget and a paraplegic girl. But his conscience got to him at the last second. Well, he said he was carrying the paraplegic girl up the stairs, and the midget was grabbing his wiener. He was like, yeah. He's like, I couldn't do it. He's like, I felt too guilty. That's so stupid.
What the fuck?
So, yeah, I'll go with the two midgets.
Damn, you really want some midgets, though?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Wow. Just, like, it would be, like...
My buddy almost had sex with a little person in Germany when he was deployed, and he said the girl was, like, do you only want to have sex with me because I'm a midget? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she left.
Damn.
I was like, why did you say that?
You gotta lie.
Yeah, for sure. If you really want to, just
Sometimes you just gotta lie.
You went so far that you were about to do it, and then you couldn't lie for 1 second?
Right, you couldn't just, that's just a little lie right there.
You go with the 2 7-foot tall chicks?
Yeah, like, fuck it.
Wow. Good for you, man. You climb them like a tree.
I would.
This is gonna be the last one.
Okay.
Of these questions. Your girlfriend and your mom switch bodies, and the only way to get them back to normal is to have sex with one of them. Which one?
I'm picking which one I'm having sex with, or I'm just leaving them. I can just leave them.
I mean, you could, but
don't talk to either one of them.
I guess you could cut both off. I guess you could cut your mom and your girlfriend off.
I would just bang my girlfriend's body.
And just be like, mom, close your eyes.
I'd like be put her on like her stomach. And I'd like put I'd like put headphones on her and put headphones on me and like blast like random music.
Death metal?
I want the mood to be like nothing weird, so
that is a weird mood though.
That is weird. I'm just trying to like take away from the sex aspect as much as I can, you know?
I guess.
And as long as she's not looking at me, I'll feel way better.
I actually might go with that exact idea because my idea was way worse.
Are you just gonna bang your mom?
Yeah, with my girlfriend in it.
That's crazy.
But it's like my mom's body, so it would be very weird.
Yeah,
for
you'd
me.
Be feeling on your mom.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like your idea much better. That's so weird though, because that's just a lose lose. That's the biggest lose lose of these all these questions. Now we're done with those questions. Those ones were not fun. Now it's time for All Day or No Way.
All
so,
day or no way.
I'll give you a topic, you say all day or no way, and then you just say why.
Easy.
Vegans, all day or no way.
are we talking about just other people being vegans or like me becoming a vegan?
No, other people being. Like typical. Let's go typical vegan, like that tells everybody that they're vegan and like goes against people that eat meat.
I'm going to say no way because, not because I have anything against anybody that's a vegan. But I just feel like it.
I'm with you on this one.
Like, I feel like it's an essential part of, like, your diet.
I don't even think it's that big of a... I'm just going with no way because I said typical vegan. Like Eric at work, he's vegan, but I didn't know about it until I asked him, like, oh, like, I've never even seen you
eat. See, I didn't want to drag vegans right now. But, like, I know where you're going with this.
But, like, I'm talking about the vegans that are like, hey, I'm vegan, and, like, you're a piece of shit because you eat chicken.
And I'm enjoying my chicken nugget, and I'm like, really?
I'm like, really? You fucking hate your life, don't you? Because you don't have any meat, and you're probably, your levels of vitamins are all fucked up. You don't have enough B vitamins. Yeah. You don't have iron or copper or whatever the fuck you don't have. Those guys, those are no way.
Yeah, no way.
And those are terrible.
I'll never give up a chicken nugget.
Right. But ever. If you're a vegan and, like, you don't do that, keep doing that. Because I get, like, their idea of, like, oh, yeah, animals are, like, they shouldn't be killed. But also, I watched a documentary, like, going against vegans, saying, like, all the, like, if they really just strictly eat vegetables, all the animals that get killed when they're harvesting all those vegetables, unless you're growing it yourself, which would be hard as fuck.
Right.
When they, like, take those tractors through, there's birds, there's rabbits, squirrels, chipmunks, so it's like, well, where do you cross the line? But... again, do your thing, just don't be in everybody's face about it. Manscaping, all day or no way.
Manscaping, all day.
I'm all day on this one.
Yeah, I feel like that's important.
I one time I nared my butt, though.
What, you did, huh?
Yeah, I nared my butt. Actually, I let Jenna do it. Jenna nared my butt. And
wait, she did what to your butt?
She put Nair on it.
What, like to like wax it off?
No, no, no.
What's that?
Nair, like... it, like, gets rid of the hair, but it, like, I don't know what the fuck's in it, but it smells like burnt hair when it's working.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's here. Have you ever used Nair? Wow. No one's ever used Nair here?
She said she's gonna use it on me.
No, you don't want it.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. That's what I'm getting to. She went, like, in the gooch area, and it... leaves like a chemical burn on your skin because it's so strong.
Yeah.
So I had to, for about a week, wear like nothing but shorts, no underwear, and just like let breeze hit it constantly. Yeah, it burned bad.
Yo, no, my skin's way too sensitive for that. Like,
yeah, mine too. I didn't know it though. I got the sensitive skin one, and it fucked me up royally. Yeah. Fuck.
But, I mean, I'm for it, just not to that degree. Yeah, like, that's not worth it to me like that.
I agree. Yeah. I would never recommend nairing to any other guy.
Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, no problem. Just, yeah, stay away from that shit. Sexting. All day or no way. But I am all day. I don't know if I said all day on manscaping, just no way on nair.
Yeah, yeah, you said you were like, I agree. But sexting... shit, all day. I'll give it the all day nod.
Yeah, I agree.
To an extent, though, because, like, I'm not the kind of person that I'm, like, I don't typically really ask for, like, nudes or, like, be, like, oh,
nudes send are corny.
Yeah, I don't ever be, like, send me a video of you doing yada yada. Mm-hmm. But, like, will I, you know... talk a little spicy, so, you know, next time I see you.
No, that's fun.
Yeah, that's dope. And, you know, keep it interesting, you know?
Especially, like, if you get, like, a random text from your girl, like, and it's just out of nowhere, and you're like, oh.
Right, like, oh.
That's how she feels.
That's how you feel.
So, yeah, I'm all day on sexting, no way on nudes.
Hell yeah.
Nudes are, they're just corny. And plus,
I'm not gonna call nudes corny.
I think
like
they
if
are.
If I receive a nude, I'm not gonna be like, ah, my day is fucking ruined.
No, not ruined. I just think it's like, it just does. It doesn't do anything for me.
Damn, really?
Yeah. Even like if when I read, like if I'm reading something, I could like get my imagination in it. But if I see a picture, it's just like, oh.
What about like a butt and some nice lingerie and like?
That's fun. That's more fun than. Like, full naked.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You use your imagination.
Yeah, like, that's way more fun. I'd be all day on that.
Hell yeah.
The last one of these is kids on leashes.
Yo, that's crazy. First off, let me have a kid. Never gonna be on a fucking leash. I don't know why that would, why it's ever been a thing, ever be a thing. That's ridiculous. Like, your kids are not your pets. And your pets are not your kids. That's just how I feel.
So many people think their pets are their kids, which is ridiculous.
That's just my opinion, and it's an unpopular opinion for sure. Cause like, I always hear people like,
bro,
call their pets kids.
My mom the other day told me she was gonna get my dog's heartbeat tattooed on her. I said, "Mom, are you fucking crazy?" She's like, "I was gonna get yours, but now you're too old for it." And I was like, "I'm still a person, and he's a dog."
Like, yeah, wait, why would you be too old for that?
I don't know. I think she just thought it was like cheesy.
Oh,
like for me to be 25 and then get that, like her get that. I don't know, or she just loves the dog more. Which is another possibility. That's another possibility, which I'm fine with. You know,
it's fucked up, but
he's
could
a cool
be.
Dog. I get it.
Cool ass dog.
You know, I get it.
Obedient.
Right.
You know.
You got anything else to say?
That I appreciate you, and I'm happy that we can make this happen.
Yeah,
and
finally.
I
it's been a long
you
time.
Have a blessed life.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thank you.
A blessed life.
A blessed life.
All right, guys. That's it. And until next time. Peace. Somewhere special.